Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
All right, guys, here we are, our last break of the day. It's been a great day. It's been a fun day. Mm-hmm. Hump day?
Yep.
Yeah. Again, our condolences go out to D'Angelo's family. What a loss. He will be missed in the music industry for sure. I don't know anyone who didn't love D'Angelo's music.
That boy was cold.
So good.
Yeah.
That boy was a beast. Hey, in closing, you know, we were talking earlier. Junior proposed a question to me about procrastination and the role that it plays in a person's life. And I just wanted to warn everybody against procrastination. Be very careful out there, folks, of putting off tomorrow what you can do today. Be very careful of that. Be very conscious of the gift of now. Be very appreciative of the gift called the present. Because they call it the present because it is a gift to exist in the present. The past belongs to history. The future belongs to God, not you. So when you put off today, if you throw it into tomorrow, you're throwing it into something that you have no idea of what's going on. See, right now you have a conscious idea of what's going on. So when you have the opportunity to do something, do it in the moment that you have the control over, which is now. When you put something off and cast it into tomorrow, do you know that tomorrow comes with a whole new set of challenges? A whole new set of what ifs? Do you know that tomorrow can completely reshape your day, your thinking, your life? Do you know that you could receive some tragic news tomorrow? Do you know that it can all turn around for you tomorrow? Do you know the stuff that can be added on your life tomorrow? What tomorrow don't need is today's problems. So address them today. Get it done today. What you do today can affect your tomorrow. If you've put another building block on your ladder of success, if you put another wrong on your ladder of success, if you put another brick on your wall of your future, when tomorrow gets here, it'll be that much stronger, that much sturdier. But if you keep delaying the building of the wall, the building of the structure, the building of your dreams, when do you think those dreams are going to come true? Because guess what? Tomorrow just may get here. And if it gets here and if you've made no preparation for it or done nothing to secure it or participate in it, wow. Procrastination, the other danger of procrastination is his habit forming. I think you all know a person like that too. Think about it. In your circle of people that you've ever known, don't you know somebody that always puts something off? But can't you look at their life and it explains everything, don't it? Most people I know that practice procrastination, they lacking in a lot of areas of their life because it's habit forming. Get in the habit of getting it done now. Get in the habit of being proactive. Get in the habit of making steps. Get in the habit of understanding that inch by inch, anything's a cinch. Get in the habit of producing something today for your tomorrow. Don't put off today into tomorrow, because tomorrow gonna come with a whole nother set of circumstances. You may not get this opportunity to do what you had a chance to do today because of the circumstances of tomorrow. You gotta stop procrastinating, y'all. You gotta start building that future. You gotta start building that life. You gotta start putting them building blocks together for your dreams. Everybody wants to be happy and everybody wants to be successful, but you gotta do something towards it. You make one step, he'll make two. Faith is the belief in things that you cannot see. You ain't got to see how it's going to turn out. You got to keep putting one foot in front of the other and then ask God to order your steps. See, if you ask God to order your steps, knowing how the outcome, it takes that away from you. Because now you've done the simple thing. If you're doing what God wants you to do, you've asked him to order your steps. And when has God ever led you wrong? That's the crazy part about asking God to order your steps. When has God ever led you down the wrong path? But you know how many times you have, though? You know how many times we have picked the wrong way to go? Had we just asked God, God would have told us, don't do that. But since we don't ask, we just go. And then we got to undiscover ourselves because God gave us the power of choice. Choose not to procrastinate. Choose to get it done today. Choose to ask God to order your steps. Choose the right way. I was doing a podcast recently. One of my partners asked me to say, "Love, why you always pick the hard road, man? You always go the hard way. Why you always pick the hard road?" You know what I told my partner? I said, "What makes you think I see two roads? That's just the way to go. That's the way to it. In order to get to it, you got to go through it. There is no other way for me." And I ask God to order my steps and I get to stepping. Y'all do the same. Have yourself a great day. Stop procrastinating, y'all. Do something for your future tomorrow. And lastly, but not of all, the last thing I want to say, talk to God today. He would absolutely love to hear you.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. and a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.